To begin today, I want us to think about someone who you know personally that has loved you like Jesus loves you. Someone who loves like Jesus loves. The person who comes to mind for me is a colleague of mine. He's an Anglican priest. I was a student of his up at Sunbury. And he had the most amazing capacity to meet people where they are at, put his own self aside, and just love the person in front of them. He had a lot going on. His wife had passed away. His mother had also just passed away. And he had a lot of other stuff going on as well. But any time I needed some advice or some guidance, or anyone in the whole congregation needed some pastoral care, he could actually just be fully present with that person, meet them where they're at, and just show them the love of Jesus. It impacted me so greatly. I said, how do you do that? How can you do that? And he said, I remind myself it's not about me. He says, it's never about me. It's about God and what God is doing in that other person's life. It's about God and the other person. Now, loving like Jesus loves us is something that we're all called to do. And that's what I want to focus on, just two verses in today's gospel reading, where Jesus said, a new command I give to you, love one another. As I have loved you, you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Now, the context of these verses, Jesus and his disciples had just shared the Last Supper. Before that, Jesus had washed their feet and served them and said, as I've washed your feet and served you, so you ought to serve one another. And then they ate, and then Jesus excused Judas to go off and betray him, and he'd soon be arrested and killed. And so Jesus is giving his disciples now these final words, his commands. He's saying, I'm going away and I want to give you these commands. I'm going on a little conference, just going away for 2 days tomorrow, and I'm going to be telling my son, you clean up after yourself and you do those dishes. But Jesus here, more lovingly, speaks to his disciples like little children. He addresses them as little children, very tenderly. And the commands he gives are the most important. See, they had been following him physically for 3 years. And now he's saying, I'm going away and you still need to be my followers even in my absence. You need to learn to apply my teaching even when I'm not here. You need to live this out. And the way to live it out is by loving one another, being a loving community. He says, this is the new commandment I give you. Now, the old commandment for the Israelites was love others as you love yourself. We see that in Leviticus 19, verse 18. And all the Israelites were called to love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love their neighbour as themselves. Jesus affirmed these are the greatest and best commandments, and we all need to obey them. But now he says, a new commandment I give to you. He ups the ante. Don't just love each other like you love yourself, because let's face it, we don't even love ourselves well half the time, never mind other people. We fail to do that well so often. He ups the ante. He says, love others like I have loved you. And if you think about the way Jesus loves others, the way that he is passionate about meeting people exactly where they're at and just building them up and feeding positivity and hope and truth and light and love into them, which brings about healing, that's love. That's amazing. It's the same love we read about in 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient, love is kind, love keeps no record of wrongs, it builds up, it hopes, it perseveres. We see this lived out in Jesus and the way he loves others, in his relationship with his very own disciples, teaching them, feeding them, rebuking them when necessary, and eventually dying for them and for us. Jesus said, there is no greater love than laying down one's life for one's friends. It's very unlikely we'll ever have to die for someone else or for the sake of the gospel. But we need to have the same idea of that self-sacrificial love that is willing to put ourselves aside and love others in self-sacrificial ways. It needs to be evident in our lives. So for us, it might be just helping someone financially in need, putting ourselves out. It's always uncomfortable lending someone a large amount of money, I think. Will we get it back? We hold on to such things. But love might be helping them financially. It might be helping a sick person, making a meal. It might be serving at church around the grounds here, giving up our time. Anything selfless and humble for the good of all. Working what is best for others and the good of all. Now that's my definition of love. I went on a search for what love was about 14 years ago when I was separating from my abusive ex-husband. Everyone at my church at that time says, oh, you'll take him back, he loves you. And I said, that's not love, I don't know what that is, but it's not love. And I found out later in counselling it's called dependence and abuse and control. But at that time, I didn't really know what love was. I didn't grow up in a loving home as a child. I wasn't told every day, I love you. The opposite, I was whacked every day till I was mid-teens, I think. And so people, not everybody really has that experience of receiving love and knowing what it is. So at this time, I went on a quest. I went to every pastor I know, lots of people who I admire, people I knew who were in a happy, loving marriage, and I said, what is love? Describe it to me, define it for me. And the best definition I could find was, love is doing what's best for the other person. So love can actually not allow abuse to continue. Love can, that is not what's best for anyone. Love does not allow, you know, addictions to continue. But it also does help the sick, help the needy, help the poor. And so that's how we need to be loving others. Loving others as Christ loves us. And he did the best for all of us in dying for us, giving up his very life for us. Here as Christ followers today, we need to be loving each other in self-sacrificial ways. That is the mark of a true Christian. We're not just to come to church and sing songs and hear a Bible message and then have a nice cup of tea and polite conversations and go home. That's not the mark of a Christian. The mark of following Jesus is to love one another as he has loved us. By then, people will know that we are his followers. And that's what I want most of all. I want a reputation in this community that says that that church, Mount Eliza Anglican Church, they love one another. That is a loving community. Do you know what we're known for? The little white building out the front. Yeah, anyone ask, you ask anyone in the community, you know, oh, do you know Mount Eliza Anglican Church? Oh, is that the church, the little white building on the highway? I go, yeah, that's it. I want them to say, oh, isn't that that loving community up on the hill? Yeah, that's it. That's the reputation I want. You know, since I've come here, I've really been encouraged by many in this community that want to get out in a local community. They want to put this church back on the map, you know, and I think that's great. And we've had opportunity to invest in the community with a wonderful Rotary Anzac Day service in Mount Eliza, things at Peninsula Grammar being involved in some of their services and events, which is wonderful. And now we're going to do a big prayer event for praying for the Ukraine and have a guest speaker. And just, this is great. This is, we want to be seen to be doing wonderful things in the community, but I would rather every single one of us just get out there and love someone. That people know that we are loving them, we're loving each other, because love is what draws people into community. Loving community is so attractive and so needed in today's world. Like, there's not a lot of love going on out there. I have two really good Christian friends and their husbands, so two couples. We eat together every 3 months. It used to be more regular when I lived closer to them. But we often would have a lovely dinner party and have a lot of fun, and occasionally would invite someone else into that. I had another good friend who I was witnessing to at the time, and she came along to one of our dinners. And so two Christian couples and one not yet Christian couple and myself. And my friends who are not yet Christians just just loved it. They loved receiving the love because my friends are fun, my friends are loving. And at the end of the night, my friend, who's also called Tanya, could not stop saying, "Oh, your friends are so lovely. Everyone, like, this has just been the best time. They're such beautiful people, and this has been amazing." And they're overwhelmed by the love between such friends in Christian community. And I think that is true. People want to belong in a Christian community that's loving. I learnt to love in the church. Christian loving community brings healing and teaches us how to do relationships well with each other, the way Jesus would have us to do. So loving one another in self-sacrificial ways is the most important thing we can do. Loving like Jesus did, serving like Jesus did, so others can see Christ in us and come to know him through us. And if we're not doing that, if we're not loving each other, we might as well pack up and go home. As the 1 Corinthians 13 also says, unless you love, you're just a clanging cymbal and a noisy gong. It's pointless. The gospel writer John knew how important loving others like Jesus loves was. And he wrote the whole book of 1 John to expand on that. You might want to read that in the week. I'm not going to read much. I'm just going to read you three verses from 1 John today. 1 John 3:10 says, "This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother or sister." Verse 14, "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death." 1 John 4:7, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." So, dear friends, this shows the importance of love in all our relationships. We cannot say we love God and hate each other or despise each other or hold a grudge or unforgiveness or complain about each other. When we complain about others, we're judging them. And we are not a people who do that. So today I encourage us all just to take time to repent of anything that is not loving in us, especially towards our brother and sisters here. We reset today. We reset as people who love like Jesus loved. We put on love as Christ followers. We ask his Holy Spirit to come in afresh and fill us with his love again today so that we can give it out, as Andrew described earlier. We need his love in us to be able to give it out and show it to others. I say, I'm just going to pray in a minute that God will fill us with his unselfish, self-sacrificial love so that we can be known in this community as Christ followers, as a loving Christian community for his glory, for his purposes. Let me pray. Jesus, we thank you for your amazing love. You went to the end, dying for us. And we thank you that you showed us what it's like to truly love others. It's hard for us. We are a little bit selfish and we have our own agendas, but ask that you would change our hearts today, Lord. You help us to repent of selfishness and help us to be willing just to humble ourselves, to self-sacrificially serve and love one another as your people. Help us to live for your purposes, for your glory. It's not about us. Teach us to be more like you. Teach us to love like you. Please fill us afresh today with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your love, abundantly to overflowing. And help us to be known as a people who love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbours as you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing a little song now. Stay seated and just reflect a little bit more on the message. Thanks.